Welcome to the show, man.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm good. Welcome. So, first of all, during the final productions of this EP, Sold for Sale, did you know that you might have to tour it virtually because of COVID?
That's an interesting one. So the actual title track of the EP, Sold for Sale, which is the first track of the EP, I recorded just after we went into lockdown the first time in Melbourne here. And I had my producer in LA and my drummer in Geelong all on a live stream recording the final touches to the EP. So I was very much aware that it was a possibility that I might be playing this from the get-go, or like playing the tour from the get-go in my house.
What was that like? That sort of disproportionate conglomeration of music, like you're all over the place and you're sort of putting it together, but you're not in the same room. Is that bizarre? Because I suppose usually you're quite used to doing it in a studio all together.
Well, I'm pretty obsessed with new experiences, especially in the studio and on stage. So I was really into it. There's some really interesting aspects that come out when you're recording like that. And one of them is that you can only use your ears. I don't have any like external stimuli. I'm not in the studio really excited about the instruments on the wall or the different space that I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in my room with my headphones listening to the musicians. And in some senses, it just felt like we were in the control room. We were just in a different room. So often when you actually press the space bar and you start recording in the studio, you're in a different room anyway.
Yeah. With venues and festivals normally being set up to add to the experience of a live gig, how do you think the setting of someone's own home will change that experience of live music, such as your live virtual tour?
Well, there are obvious constraints and things that we won't get, like for instance the vibe of a few thousand people. But I will say I have had countless messages from people that have said in the past they've been too nervous to go out to live shows, and they're so thankful that they can actually do this in a comfortable space. At the moment, when I do a show, everyone can experience it absolutely however they want. And I've loved seeing videos that people send me, like specifically on Instagram or after the virtual. We've done one virtual tour show.
That was the USA one, wasn't it? Was that the American one you've done?
Yeah, the first one was the US, and it was, you know, 5 a.m. for me. But people sent me videos, and some people were in bed, some people were in the kitchen, some people had set it up on their TV, some people were dancing, some people were in their backyard, a whole heap of people were on their phones, and I like that people can kind of personalize their experience. And it is one of the only industries that hasn't really done that. I feel like a lot of industries are going towards personalization and people, you know, really, really making things their own. And for some people, a pub or, you know, a stadium is their idea of a nightmare situation.
I was going to ask you, because what you're, you know, sort of touching on now is it's people that are able to listen to live music, whether it be, because all, I mean, middle kids are doing it. I know Sophie Tucker are doing it. You're doing it. Everyone's doing it. And it's fantastic because you're able to, as you said, sort of do it in the kitchen. You could be lying in bed doing it all in your pajamas. Like, do you reckon for that reason it's going to stick around as a trend long after COVID?
Well, I think it's something that, that like Twitch and the gaming community and a lot of that, you know, Gen Z have been doing for a while, and we're kind of just opening up to it as an industry, because unfortunately our industry relies on people being there, and that's the most beautiful part of it, but it's also the hardest workaround when you're physically not allowed to be around each other. But I definitely think that some aspects of this will be brought into fruition. Like for one, my producer, I know for a fact he wouldn't have been caught dead doing an EP over the internet pre this. But after our process and working with people who knew how to do it well, he really opened up to it in the same way that I said, you know, I can now kind of collaborate with anyone as long as we've both got a good internet connection. It's been cool. I feel like it won't be the only tool like it is now. I think it'll be an extra tool. And to be honest, I absolutely adore touring and I love meeting people, but I have been kind of 3 years on the road and it has been nice to have just a few months at home. I don't know what to do with myself most of the time, but it's pretty astounding that, 2 weeks and 2 weeks will go by and I'll be done with that tour and ready for recording the next thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And I always say whenever someone says, it must be so much fun. It absolutely is. And I'm so thankful to be able to do what I do. But every single tour comes with, I think it's 98% of the work for 2% of the reward. And it's really fun to be, on stage, but the other 98% is airports and load-ins and things like that.
Yeah, geez, you've got to love it. Well, Dadiri, thank you very much for joining us today. It was a good little chat.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.